Today I'm joined by Meera Karunanathan with the Council of Canadians. Meera, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Meera, could you start by introducing the Council of Canadians for my listeners? When and why was it founded, and what activities does it engage in?
The Council of Canadians is a citizens' advocacy organization here in Canada. We have members across, we're membership-based, so we have members and chapters across the country, in every province in the country, and our chapters are run by volunteers. We work on campaigns. We have, at the national office, we have a water campaign to promote the right to water. We have a trade campaign to promote fair trade, and we have a campaign to protect public health care here in Canada. We also get involved in a number of other issues as they arise, such as, the war in Afghanistan. The council, voiced our opposition to the war in Afghanistan, and we've been working on this issue through our trade campaign, but also sort of as a framework for all our different campaigns of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. We've been following it since it was launched in 2005, in March of 2005. And have been studying it and campaigning against it. We were probably one of the first voices against it here in Canada.
Okay, could you speak to the SPP itself and the upcoming Leaders Summit? Obviously, the council is one of the leading popular opposition to the summit, but why is the council concerned about this summit, and what is at stake in this summit?
We're concerned about this this partnership, this so-called partnership, that's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which was, as I mentioned earlier, launched in March 2005 by the governments of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. We're concerned both with the content of the Security and Prosperity Partnership and also the process. This has happened mainly through secret closed-door meetings, and so our leaders have been meeting, the executive branches of our government have been meeting with the big business community. This came as the result of an intense campaign from the big business community, who were concerned after 9/11 that they would not be able to, that the U.S. security concerns would be an impediment to trade between Canada and the U.S. So the Canadian big business community, actually through the Canadian Council of Chief Executives, which is a powerful big business lobby group, pushed for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. In the aftermath of 9/11. In March 2005, our three governments launched the deal, and many of many of the policy changes that are happening are actually happening not at the legislative level, but at the regulation level, so that they don't have to pass through Parliament in our three countries. And so our parliaments have been are left out of the process. Our elected representatives have not been involved in the process. It's been the executive, so the leaders of our three countries, and then the business community has been involved through this business advisory body that was set up in 2006 called the North American Competitiveness Council. So business groups are now officially able to participate in these closed-door meetings. They have direct access to policymakers, are involved in discussing policy when the general public, our parliamentarians, and groups like the Council of Canadian Civil Society groups, unions, environmental groups have been completely left out of the process. So we're very concerned with the process. In terms of content, from what we've been able to obtain, because there hasn't been a lot of transparency, there's a lot of secrecy surrounding the Security and Prosperity Partnership. From what we've been able to see so far, because we've been studying this and we've been studying the developments of the Council of Canadians through, so we've looked at various leaked documents. like minutes of meetings, closed door meetings that have taken place, and we're quite concerned about things like the Continental Resource Pact that looks at resources in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico as North American resources. So for Canadians, it means things like an increase in tar sand production. We know that there's been a push through the SPP to increase tar sand production fivefold. We're concerned about the impacts that will have on our environment, on our water, for example, and we believe that this is probably, you know, one of the reasons that Canada hasn't been able to sign on to the Kyoto Protocol, because we're looking at increasing energy exports to the U.S. And increasing tar sand production here in Canada. The other issue, and the other thing that we discovered recently through another through a leaked document, was that bulk water exports were being discussed also within the context of the Security and Prosperity Partnership at another closed door meeting, and we know that the majority of Canadians are very strongly opposed to bulk water exports, and this is, you know, this sort of explains why our governments have gone to such great lengths to keep this secret and keep this from the public.
So then let's talk about the Council of Canadians' initiatives to protest this leader summit. Could you speak about the counter summit that was planned in Papineauville in the days preceding the leader summit?
Right. We were to hold a public forum in Papineauville, which is about 6 kilometers from the Chateau Montebello, which is where our leaders will be meeting. We had reserved this community center that could accommodate 1,000 people at least. Shortly afterwards, or a couple of weeks later, actually, we were told then by the municipality that they were being prevented from renting out the community center to us by the RCMP. We were initially told by the municipality that the RCMP, the Quebec Police, the Sûreté du Québec, and the U.S. Army had requested that they not rent out the community center to us. Later, you know, we weren't able to confirm the involvement of the U.S. Army, and the RCMP has denied that the U.S. Army is involved or is going to be involved at all in security at the summit. But so we were prevented from holding our public forum close to the leaders summit, and then had to look for a place here in Ottawa, which can accommodate approximately 400 people, or a little over 400 people. So, you know, unfortunately, we might end up having to turn people away.
Okay, can you talk about the event in Ottawa? Who's going to be there?
So at the public forum in Ottawa, we've Maud Barlow, our national chairperson, will be speaking at the event. Also, Anne Wright, who's a retired U.S. Army colonel, and we have Gustavo Iruegas, who's coming up from Mexico. He's the Secretary of Foreign Affairs for the legitimate government of Mexico, so this is the parallel government set up by Obrador. So he'll be coming up to present an alternative perspective to what Felipe Calderón will be presenting at the summit. We also have a speaker from the Quebec Women's Federation, the president, Michel Asselin, and Michael Byers, who is an academic from the University of British Columbia, the author of Intent for a Nation, What is Canada For? A critic of Canada's foreign policy or role in Afghanistan, and an expert on military issues. So you know, we have an impressive list of key speakers. We also have set up a political panel where we invited our opposition parties to present their views to the public and to hold a debate. And we received confirmation that four of our major opposition parties, the Liberal Party, the Green Party, the NDP, and the Bloc Québécois, that MPs from the three major opposition parties and the leader of the Green Party will be attending the political panel. But unfortunately, the Conservative Party has declined repeated invitations to participate in the forum. We think it's rather unfortunate that they won't be speaking to the Canadian public, or they won't take this opportunity to speak to this to the Canadian public on the eve of the summit, where they'll be discussing the Security and Prosperity Partnership with the governments of the U.S. and Mexico.
Unfortunate, but not surprising. Could you tell us how, if people are interested in the Ottawa Forum, how they can RSVP or get tickets for that event?
Admission is free, so they won't need to get tickets. You can find information on our website at canadians.org. And you can find information about the actual forum. There's a link to it on the front page of the website. If you want more information on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, it's under campaigns, under deep integration, which is basically what this process of harmonization is being called. So all of that information is up on our website.
Excellent. I understand the council is also organizing a National Day of Action to oppose the SPP. What is this day of action, and what does it consist of?
So we're actually inviting people who cannot be at Montebello to organize in their own communities to show their opposition to the SPP. So we've got so far 25 communities that have confirmed that they will be organizing events in their own communities, actually through our chapters, in every single province. Things like rallies and marches and leaflet distribution in Victoria. They're looking at doing a bike tour to go visit journalists and give them information about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. So this is taking place across Canada. So there will be a mobilization. There will be people showing their opposition to the SPP, not only in Montebello, but everywhere in the country.
All right. Can you tell us, how do people find out more information about the council, or how can people donate their time or money to the Council of Canadians?
Well, we're membership-based. So, donations are welcome and appreciated. It's how we do the work that we do, is through individual donations. We don't take money from corporations, and we don't take money from the government. And they can find out about getting involved. They can get informed about our campaigns and find out about how to make a donation on our website at canadians.org, so www.canadians.org.
All right. Mira, thank you very much for joining me on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.